Psalm 19. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Every day that sun rises and shines its great light over all the face of the earth, God is trying to tell you something. And every evening when that sun sets and darkness sets in, and the stars shine their tiny little glories, and the moon bears witness in the night sky, waxing and waning according to her monthly seasons, the Lord is trying to show you some heavenly knowledge. Everywhere you go on this earth, the heavens preach this glorious gospel of life and love, of light and darkness, of good and evil, and of the sun's ultimate triumph over darkness. This gospel has been preached to all nations and tribes and tongues throughout the whole earth since the beginning of time. It bears witness to the sun, which is the strong man of heaven, as a bridegroom coming out of his secret chamber, right when the earth is the darkest. And he rises with might and power and glory and splendor, and runs his race from the one end of the heaven to the other. And there's nothing or no one that can stand in his way. And his glory shines to the uttermost parts of the earth. The darkness flees before his mighty presence. Hallelujah! The heavens declare the glory of God. But let us also know that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. His law shows us God's perfect standard, and it reveals our sinfulness. The law exposes us and condemns us, but then it reveals the perfection of Christ and converts our soul from trusting in ourselves to trusting in Him. And the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. His testimony, the words of his mouth, testifying of his works, his greatness, and his might, is absolutely sure. It takes average, simple people and makes them wise. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. His boundaries and his decrees are absolutely right and just. And when you love the Lord and his righteousness, oh, his statutes will rejoice your heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. God's commands are pure and purifying. And in hearing them and obeying them, they open our eyes to see the eternal things of the kingdom of God. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Ah, by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil, and it is a fountain of life, enduring forever unto everlasting life. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. His judgments are completely true and 100% right. His judgment will stand. These treasures of God from his word are truly far more valuable than much fine gold. And they are sweeter to your taste than anything that your mouth and tongue can lay hold of on this earth. And the keeping of them will yield the greatest reward possible. And through the Father's truth of his word, may he sanctify us wholly. Father, cleanse us from all secret faults. Father, keep us back from presumptuous sins, that they would no more have dominion over us, so that we can all say with a pure heart, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 19.